Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, and...
Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Robin. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show, and we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors and guns and all kinds of happy stuff. And we're going to talk a little bit about, we're going to talk about Youth Hunting Day, and which is today, and it's also the opening day of duck season. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
It is the opening day of duck season. So we do have a very special caller on the line who we kind of talked with yesterday and asked to call in. So let's go right to Bobby Newton. Good morning, Bobby.
Hey, Alan.
How you doing?
Morning, Bobby.
Morning. We're doing well. On our way to Kent County.
Good. You and your son, Mason, who's, what, 14 now?
No, he's 15.
15.
He
oh, boy, he's getting old.
Yeah,
yes, indeed. It is. It is. Well, he's been a very successful deer hunter, and now, Mason, I understand you're extremely selective.
Yeah.
What?
I'm looking for a big one.
You're looking for a big one, all right, just like your dad. So, well, that's a good way to be. You remind me a lot of my grandson, Jacob, who I spoke to earlier this week, and, he just wouldn't shoot any buck either. It had to be the right one, so... That's the way to go. So, Bobby, tell me a little bit about your experiences with Mason through the last couple of years. You know, I know he got in the stand with you when he was very young, but I know you've written about his first deer hunt and that type of thing. And it's in the Maryland record book, Maryland's Finest from Bucks, Bears, and Stags. And you are, by way of transparency, our scoring coordinator for Bucks, Bears, Stags, and you've contributed a lot to the record book, and your official Pope and Young, Boone and Crockett, but first and foremost a BBS, Bucks, Bears, and Stags measure. You measure sheds, and I mean just fill us in a little bit about you and Mason, what you guys do together.
Yeah, so I started him going with me and sitting on hunts when he was 4 or 5 years old, just watching a little bit, and then took a couple year hiatus there, focused on fishing a little. I was kind of waiting to see if he would ask me to get him involved in hunting, and when he was 8 years old, he told me he wanted to, so we went through hunter safety, and then I took him, I wanted to harvest a deer with him, with me in the stand, see how he reacted to that, see if it was definitely going to be for him. You know, the last thing you want to do is put a kid out there and then not have a good experience. So we did that, and then at 9 years old, he harvested his first deer on opening day of rifle season when he was nine. And then since then, I think because he sees so many big racks from me scoring, and then, of course, all of our shed hunting experiences, he just kind of has a good idea of what's a mature animal and what isn't. And at 10 years old, he took a nice 8-pointer at 11, he took a 9, 12, he took almost 130-inch 7-point, which was nice, and then it just keeps moving from there. Last year, he killed a really good 8, and now he's now as a bow hunter, he's taken 5 deer with a compound bow, and, you know, I watch him rattle deer in. He has more success with calls than me. He watches a lot of videos, and he learns, and kind of does that with everything, with arrowhead hunting. We collect fossil shark teeth, we metal detect. He's just a focused kid, but I think the key for people to remember when getting kids involved is to not just throw them in there. I think you got to walk them into it a little bit. You need to explain to them the reasons we hunt, that it's not about killing things, it's about managing, so that our herds flourish down the road, and I think that's the big thing.
Conservation, sustainability, all that. Health of the deer herd. Yep. So,
and to understand they don't have to shoot a deer every time they go out. I mean, that's something I've hammered in Mason's head since he was little. You know, if the shot's not right, or you don't think the deer's right, you just don't take them, because there's a lot more enjoyment out there than just having the harvest in the end. I mean, you can come home. I wrote that story for you from Mason's first hunt, and he actually didn't kill a deer in his first hunt.
Right.
He missed one, but he was happy when we left, and he considered it a good hunt because we saw a lot of deer. And you know, when he told me that, I kind of realized he was young, but I felt like, okay, he just might get this.
Yeah.
That's
it was a good hunt, Dad, even though we didn't get one. It was a good hunt. Yep.
Yep, so, absolutely. So, yep.
Indeed. So we have a new initiative with Bucks, Bears, Stags for the youth hunters. And this is anybody who was a youth hunter when they harvested a deer if you're 30 years old and you were 14 when you took your first deer, we're going to measure that deer and waive the entry fee charge if it qualifies. So we got to get the folks to understand that, you know, we don't charge anything to measure a deer. None of our measures do that, and we'll measure any deer for them if we're requested. But if they qualify for bucks, bears, stags, then there's an entry fee, and that helps us, you know, pay for the expenses of bucks, bears, and stags running this enterprise and getting the book published and things like that, and paying for events that we do, and, you know, that type of thing. So what we've done, though, with the youngsters, and this is on our website, you can go to the youth measuring page on our website, and you can see that Robin kind of came up with this deal. It's her baby. She wants to get the kids outdoors and have fun hunting, even though she doesn't hunt.
No, but I think it's good for kids. I think it's great for anybody to get outdoors. Just because I don't enjoy it doesn't mean that they shouldn't, because I think it's great.
Well, you've been to all the scoring events, and you see the enthusiasm.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. I mean, I can't wait for my grandson to start. You know, he's only one, but I've already, you know, he's dressed in camo tonight.
I don't know if we can get him a gun with that short of a trigger pull.
No, I don't think so. Not yet.
Right at one. But we're going to measure all the youth hunters, Maryland whitetails and black bears and sick stags. We'll waive the entry fee, which is only $10 anyway. And we're going to do that through the end of the 21-22 hunting season. Now, Bobby, you're the measuring guy. I mean, you know what it looks like when you're measuring, how intent those kids are and watching you measure and, you know, getting all the measurements. And when you arrive at a final score and hand them a certificate, they're just totally jacked up, you know?
Okay. One thing I got to say real quick. I've really seen I see a lot of different kids.
Yeah.
I always have. But the kids that come in and spend the time with their dad, Mason was a major contributor to me feeling this way about kids and getting outside and being with their parents and hunting. To see what type of child and what type of a young adult they're turning into is just very impressive for me. Mason's an amazing kid. He's helped us with BBS forever.
Yep.
And I think just to help kids get in that path is really a big deal.
So here's what we've done, not to collect a fee. We've offered sponsorships for kids. So Hunters of Maryland came up with a nice, it's $10 to sponsor a kid. So we put that on the website that you're able to do that, starting at, you know, two kids, five kids, 10 kids, whatever. And Hunters of Maryland came up with $250 to sponsor 25 kids throughout the state. That's a great start. That's a great start. And then in your area, Bobby, you have a contractor up there,
Lance Rowe.
Lance Rowe, yes. And his company is Rowe Restoration.
Yes, sir.
And I'm sure you can find it on the web. He sponsored six kids to be measured in Cecil County just yesterday. So, you know, shout out to Lance Rowe and Rowe Restoration. If you're listening on the Upper Shore, just kind of Google them, look them up, and see what you can find with that if you need any restoration. I think you work with Lance. I mean, he's roofing and siding.
Yeah, he does pretty much anything on home improvement. Yep.
Got it.
Yep. Awesome.
Yep. So, I mean, that's a start.
Very good.
And we've had some good feedback on the sponsorships and such.
Oh, yeah, no question.
It's wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
So, yes, sir.
Yeah, I think we're going to get a lot of activity this weekend. I think we'll get a lot of calls, happy kids. You know, the weather looks good, so.
Oh, the weather's amazing, Bobby. You've been out there. This is like the best day this week that we've had.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, I walked out this morning. We couldn't ask for better temps than everything else. So, no wind, at least not where I am at the moment. It's not blowing, so. Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to it. I think there's going to be a lot of success this weekend. And myself, I definitely enjoy the kids' harvest. I don't know if I should say more because I enjoy all of it, but it's just something special when the kids get it done. For sure.
Listen, you're right. I mean, having spent that, I didn't have any kids that I, you know, to bring into this, but I did have a grandson, and you know, watching him harvest his first deer when he was 12. And then 13, and then 14, and then 15, you know, or 13, 14, 15, you know, and some really nice bucks. And, the last youth hunt we went on, I said, this is, it was 2015. I said, this is your last youth hunt. And he said, "Yeah, I know." And he wound up killing a nice 11 point. So it was a real special moment, and every one of them was. So I get that, Bobby. I understand what you're talking about. So
absolutely, take a lot of pictures, all parents, because you'll be wanting to look back on it.
Yep,
sure.
You're right about that. That's for sure.
And get a hold of us if they got some, you know.
Well, yeah, and that's the other thing. Our minimum score for youth entries is 110 inches. That's not an unattainable thing. I mean, you can kill a nice
right.
six point and be 110 inches.
Yeah,
you know?
it's a real number for sure.
Exactly.
And it's important to mention too. I mean, we'll measure any youth deer, even if they don't make bulk. I mean, we're willing to tell kids what they, you know, what the rack score. So.
Yep.
I've measured 80-inch deer for kids. I mean, you know, we're anxious to put a good record collection together, but we also want the kids to celebrate regardless of the rack size.
Absolutely.
You are so right, Bobby.
Yep, absolutely. So.
Yep. So
well, Bobby, we're having a muzzleloader contest. Are you entered in it, you and Mason?
I'm not. No, I don't know how to do it.
Oh, well, we're gonna put you on hold. We're going to take some other callers. We've got several other callers on the line that want to, you know, chime in and get in the contest. So we're going to let you get on your way with Mason. But before you go, Chris will put you on hold. He'll get your information. Just get your phone number, name, and phone number. And then you and Mason will be in the muzzleloader contest.
Great. You're having us call in, and hopefully, I'm sure I'll be talking to you this evening, whether we have a good report from our end or not, but I'm sure we'll have other kids to talk about.
No question.
Looking
yeah,
forward to it.
Yeah, well, look, don't call me till after 6 because I'll be in the woods.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Yep, thank you.
Say, Bobby.
Mason, have a great day.
Yeah, have a good hunt, Mason. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I'm guessing Chris got him. Is that right?
Yep, we got Mike on the line.
All right, let's talk to Mike.
Hi, how we doing?
Doing great. How about you?
Good, good. First, I want to thank Robin for recommending that WCBM app for the hard-to-hear areas.
Right.
Awesome. Great.
Well, yep.
And I wanted to continue your conversation actually about meteorological variables for ideal hunting. And you expounded on the barometric pressure and the wind. And
yes.
You mentioned two other things. One was the solar lunar calendar.
Yep.
And the other one was, I don't know if every day it's a hunting or fishing, an hour before high tide and 2 hours after. And I don't know if that has anything to do with hunting.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's basically what the sole lunar table is. The tide, you know, the tide flow, the gravitational pull of the moon on the Earth.
Right.
Okay? There's a saying out there that there's a tide in a teacup. Okay? So if you got a cup of hot coffee sitting on the table and it's high tide, the volume, I mean, not the volume, but the bulge on the top of that coffee cup is different than it is on low tide because of the gravitational pull of the moon on the Earth.
Right.
Got it? So as the moon circles the Earth, okay, it goes closer and further on a 12-hour cycle, basically, and that's what causes the tides, is the gravitational pull of the moon on the Earth. And that's what moves the tides everywhere in the world. And some tides rise and fall lower and higher in certain places. I mean, the tides in Maine are like 30 feet. You know, in Maryland, they're, you know, less than that, a couple feet. But in every animal is made of water, so therefore every animal has a gravitational, including you and me, has a gravitational pull on its body. So when the horses are feeding and the cattle are feeding, the deer are also up feeding because something motivates those animals that are out in the wild, and also even domestic animals, something motivates them to feed a couple times a day. So what is that? It's got to be some influence because they all get up at the same time, pretty much.
Okay. One more last question. Years ago, they had a bear hunting seminar at Clear Woods, an excellent job. I'm wondering why they don't have, before the season, a deer hunting seminar or a deer school for new hunters.
Well, that's what hunter safety education is for. You get a lot of firearms education, and there's some wildlife biology in there. We used to have to go up to Garrett County on Garrett or Allegheny County. Well, everybody had to go in Garrett or Allegheny County when the bear season first started. And right. they had an auditorium full of people up there, and Harry Spiker, the bear manager, would basically run us through a slideshow or a PowerPoint, whatever you want to call it, and educate the folks on bear hunting in Western Maryland and what to look for and what not to do and what was legal and what wasn't. So, I mean, and it got to the point where you now can't put 950 people in a studio or 2,600 people that participated in the bear hunt. So, you know, they do everything online, just like hunter safety. So,
well, I've been drawn twice, and I went to it, but the one that they had in Clearwater was all day long, and it was very comprehensive, much more so. And
right.
We even had the opportunity, somebody fresh roadkill bear, so they go out with and skinned it.
Oh, wow. No, that's, yeah, I've never done that, so.
Yeah, so it was, I'd like to see something more comprehensive than, I mean, I had the hunter safety course years ago. And
so did I.
I remember a bunch of detail about the finer points of hunting and setting
right.
up, making a box scrub.
Right.
Scrape and all that business. But just a suggestion.
Well, you know, it's a great idea for me. You know, I'm not the one that has the budget to do that kind of thing. So,
well, it's something you could charge for. I don't see why you couldn't.
Well, I suppose you could. I guess you could. So, very interesting though. Very interesting concept. Well, I'm not afraid of big projects. I mean, We did a number of consumer shows at the Howard County Fairgrounds with 100 exhibitors and nationally known speakers and things like that. We organized all that, but you know that was back in the 90s. So I don't know if my age would allow me to do something like that again, something in that larger scale. And guess what? You can't do it with COVID anyway. You know, the Harrisburg show has been canceled. The SHOT show. Yeah, the Harrisburg show has been canceled. The trade show for the archery industry, the ATA show, has been canceled. The SHOT show has been canceled. The trade show for the firearms industry. You know, the National Wild Turkey Federation big gathering down south has been basically gone virtual. So, you know, we're well into 2021, and the large events aren't happening. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were some issues. Did you notice any traffic issues in Easton last night?
No.
It was, people said it was crazy because people didn't know the Waterfowl Festival had been canceled.
They didn't know the Waterfowl Festival had been canceled.
So people were still showing up to the hotels and.
Really?
Oh.
That's not good.
That's what we heard. That does. I didn't go out and look
I'm
myself.
Not sure about that. Marketing. Marketing is everything, isn't it? So,
I'm not 100% sure, but that was what was being said yesterday.
That's interesting. So, hey, Mike, listen, we got to let you go. We thank you for the call. Nice talking to you.
You too.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye. Let's talk to John from North Carolina. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing well. I called today's and beginning of second week of muzzleloader down here.
Uh-huh. It's
finally cooled off, so maybe we'll have some luck today. Here's a little hint I picked up, and I don't know why it took me so long to figure it out. You know, you load your muzzleloader, but you don't want to cap it naturally because
right.
it's safe to drive around. So where do you put that first 209 primer? Well,
in your bottom lip?
No, I got a better one. on the back. That's where dip goes.
Oh, dip. I mixed me up. I'm sorry.
There's the stock butt pad is held on with two screws.
Right.
And the holes in the butt pad are just right with a lot of grip to hold a primer in each one. Now, I'm going to put one in there because that's all I'm going to need to cap it first thing.
Right.
But
you know what? That is an excellent, excellent idea.
Where do you put it? To wander around and figure out where the hell am I going to put this thing?
In my pocket, in my right pocket.
Yeah,
know.
But that way you can drop it because your fingers are cold.
That's true.
Well,
in the butt pad that's screwed on the back. I'm splaining to Robin. Okay, those are made out of rubber.
Right.
And the screws are in deeper than they don't. The screws don't stick out, so they don't poke
right.
you in the arm. Okay. So the cap, the primer. That fires the gun.
Will fit right in there.
Fits right in those screw holes.
Oh, that's neat. That's a smart idea, John.
That's a smart idea, John.
Yeah, well,
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a tip of the day. It might be the tip of the year.
Tip of the year. Well, I ran across something the other day, and I've always tried on rainy days to figure out how to cover up the barrel of the muzzleloader or keep it pointed down or something like that. You know, I've tried finger cots and all that stuff, and you want something you can fire through. And I saw something, somebody said the way to maximize your muzzle loader, and this is not our friends at CVA, but Thompson Center makes a little roll of patches that have, of course, their logo on them, but it's a round patch with tabs on it, okay? And it's peel-off sticker. So you just put the logo over the end of your barrel, fold the sticky tabs down, and you've got a barrel patch.
I use scissors and I cut a square of press and seal.
Yep.
You would use for.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Press and seal's good.
Yeah. It's
cheap.
Just got enough stick and I know you can shoot right through that.
Oh, yeah. Yep. But, I mean, you know, people use masking tape and they use all kinds of different things. So.
Yeah, I used to use black electrical tape.
Really? That's a little thick.
Yeah, that's why I went to press and seal.
Press and seal. That's a great idea. Great idea. So.
All right.
All right, buddy. See you later.
John, you have a great day.
Take
you
care.
Too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, we've got to take our first break, and that first break brings us to our friends at Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. You know, firearm season's right around the corner, and, you know, for those of you in rifle counties, I'm going to recommend a rifle, and it's the X-Bolt. Browning's been making the X-Bolt for a number of years. It's the successor to the A-Bolt, and the X-Bolt has just been more and more refined. Now, I've got an A-Bolt that I love, a 300 Winchester Magnum, and I've taken bear, and I've taken deer with it, but the X-Bolt is just like the next step up, and it is a gorgeous firearm. Walnut finish stock, blue barrel, extremely accurate. Big game hunting perfection comes in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers, adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. If you're looking for another firearm for your arsenal, or if you're looking for a good firearm, you know, let's face it, some of us just buy a first gun and we go, time for me to upgrade. Well, time for you to upgrade to an X-Bolt bolt action rifle from Clyde Sports Shop. See the full line of Browning firearms at Clyde Sports Shop, your Browning hunting headquarters. Again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9 in Baltimore. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde's Sports Shop. Backyard billies. You know, you put it off long enough, and the weather's getting colder now, but there's still plenty of nice time left to picnic outdoors, and maybe you like to picnic outdoors in the cooler weather. Well, fall's the time to pull the trigger and dress up that backyard for fun times with your family. Backyard Billies in Graysonville is your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs, can be seen from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds. Maybe a swing set for the kids for Christmas. What do you think, Robin?
You know what I think about that.
I know. That's what you'll find in Backyard Billy's Backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. And you can browse the great-looking garden decorations for any lifestyle theme and budget. And Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillys.com. Call 410-827-4500. See the Hearth America Facebook page. That phone number again, 827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50 at Exit 44. Your backyard is going to look great.
What? A great idea.
What's
one
that?
Of those fire tables they sell there and s'mores this time of year. Excuse me.
Oh, the fire tables are great.
Fire tables with s'mores, s'mores.
I like it.
In the chilly weather.
Or a fire pit.
Or a fire pit. Yeah, they got some neat fire pit rings.
A lot of different themes, huh?
Yes, they do.
Creative Concepts Taxidermy. 30 years experience realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. John George, he's the taxidermist, specializes in big game animals from Africa, Asia, and North America. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, just off Route 1, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, of course, Route 1, 95, and 295 interstates. The Creative Concepts Taxidermy Studio is a 3,800-square-foot building with a 19-foot ceilings and a showroom of 1,500 square feet. You can see all kinds of work of John's work there, including a life-size muskox, two leopards on a tree, and a bunch of other stuff. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups in Maryland. Premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Weekends with an appointment, you can visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com and see beautiful photos of all the work, or call 410-799-1558. 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Nice start to the weekend with sunshine today. We're up to 57 this afternoon. Low tonight, 39 degrees. Next cold front comes in tomorrow on Sunday with a chance for rain showers and a high of 63. And then a big drop to the numbers for much of next week. We're talking high temps only in the 40s and 50s. Long range with lows down in the 20s and 30s. And it certainly feel like late November for us. I'm Scott Laurie. I'm with the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.madonnaseafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Now it's duck hunting season. That, sir, is an investigated fabrication. It's wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. I say it's duck season, and I say fire. Let's try that again. Okay, I'll start it this time. Right. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Fire! Okay, this time you start it.
Whatever you say.
Wabbit. Duck, fire! What's the matter? Everything's upside down. Strange. Can't make heads or tails of things.
Hey, you! Come back here!
Well, what do you know? No more bullets.
No more bullets? Hey, laughing boy! No more bullets. No more bullets? Here, let me see that thing.
Well, what do you know? One bullet left.
One bullet left? Hey, laughing boy, there was...
I know!
That made my morning.
What, wabbit season?
Wabbit season, duck season, wabbit season.
One bullet left.
I love it.
Oh, man. Okay. Any callers on the line there, Uncle Chris?
No, sir.
Well, here's how we get some. We're going to talk about the muzzleloader contest. Now, look, we're not going to give the muzzleloader away till the first Saturday of December because the last Saturday of November is deer season. This show will be pre-recorded with Brian Eiler, and we'll be talking about deer season on the first day of the firearms deer season. That is a tradition that's been going on for 30-some years. So, you know, I'll be out there. So, and I think I deserve a break. Don't you, Robin?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I could do the show myself.
I was going to say, Robin can do it.
Okay.
No, that's all right.
Oh, chicken.
I'm not chicken. I just think I'll bore people to death.
No, I can give you a whole list of subjects, but...
I wouldn't know to put the cap in the bore butt, bunk in the screw.
Butt, in the butt plate?
Butt plate.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. And that's why she doesn't want to do the show alone there.
One of these days, I might do it.
Yeah, okay, we'll see. Well, anyway, the muzzleloader contest is ongoing through November and December, so I think we'll make it a special deal. The first Saturday of December when we're here, we'll draw the November muzzleloader, and then, you know, everybody will be in both the November and the December contest. How's that sound, Chris? So we'll kind of double up on that Saturday. That'll give him 5 weeks. Follow me, Chris? Oh, he's on the
phone. He's on the phone.
Yeah. So anyway, all you got to do to get in the muzzleloader contest is simply call in 410-922-6680 or 410-WCBM-680, whichever you prefer, and then leave your name and number with Chris. He'll take you. He's got a little sheet there. He puts everybody's name on the and phone number on the list, and go on the air with me. And you don't have to say anything except, hey, hi, I just wanted to get muzzleloader contest. So there you go. Man, we got a very interesting text here from Josh, our buddy Josh, who texts a lot. He was a director. Josh Rockwell is a director in
great
the
guy.
Great guy in the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and he was in his farm in Pennsylvania. He shot a beautiful gobbler with it looks like a 10-inch beard, something like that. And he also was able to take a black phase eastern fox squirrel. Now that is a rare, rare harvest right there. I said to him, the turkey's great long beard. Personally, I'd be more excited about the fox squirrel. He said, that's exactly what the taxidermist said. If you have any images on squirrel mounts, please send. The taxidermist said this is a once-in-a-lifetime squirrel. He wants to do something extra special. The squirrel has a solid black belly, feet, and face mask, appropriate for 2020. Most mounts you see don't see the belly, but the taxi wants to display the chest area so people can see the black. If you have suggestions, please send them. I just love his ears, black with fire red ring. His black ears tipped blonde, fiery tail, so unique. Oh, and I shot it with my inherited grandfather's 1100, which I just love to carry in the field, and which he shot the turkey with, too. I'm telling you, this is a cool-looking squirrel, black phase. Look at the details, Robin. Black phase.
Oh, wow.
Eastern fox squirrel.
That's awesome.
Very unique, Josh.
I've never seen anything like that.
Nope. Gorgeous.
Real quick, I was on the phone answering some phone calls. Where did he get it?
He was in Pennsylvania, right across the line up in Pennsylvania.
Ah, okay. Thanks.
Yep. But, you know, to take a fox squirrel in Maryland, you got to go at least as far west as...
Frederick.
Frederick County. Yep. Yep. And then, you know, then, of course, up through. But I've taken fox squirrels on my aunt's farm up in Pennsylvania. Never had one mounted, and I regret that ever since. But maybe again someday I'll get up there and get to take
that. That is one of the neatest looking squirrels I've ever. Send me that picture, would you please?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And Robin, they're huge.
Oh, really? They are.
They make gray squirrels look like, well, miniature people. I mean, they're huge. And
they're almost like a cat. I mean, they're big.
Thank you. I couldn't think of the good
comparison. I knew the Delmarva fox squirrels.
If you've seen a Delmarva fox squirrel and how big they are compared to that's how big an eastern fox squirrel is. But the coloration is just beautiful red and brown. And this one is just, this is super gorgeous.
I was outside yesterday getting entertained by our squirrels for about an hour.
Were you?
Yeah, finally when it stopped raining.
Yeah.
But they were gorgeous.
Hey, we have Ronald on the line. Let's talk to Ronald. Good morning, Ronald.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Miss Robin.
Good morning.
Like my boy Robin Williams on the show that come out. Good morning, Vietnam.
Robin Williams,
he tickled me with that one there, you know. And everything there, Alan, I enjoy the show. I really enjoy the show, listen to the show there, learning a lot there. And just like I heard, like the big bucks, Alan, talking about the big bucks there, the big deer. But how many pounds they need to be there? But how many pounds there? And how big they get to be there?
Biggest deer ever recorded in Maryland was 367 pounds.
That's
a big deer. Now your average buck that is harvested in Maryland is about 130 to 150 pounds. That's the average because people shoot young deer. But if you shoot if you wait till that deer's 4.5, 5.5 years old, you're going to see a completely different creature. You're going to see an animal that weighs 220, 250 pounds on the hoof, a field dress over 200 pounds, and they do get larger with age until they reach a certain age. When they're past their breeding age, then they start to decline. And that's why 5.5, 6.5-year-old deer are prime animals to harvest, and that's what hunters go for. They go for the larger, mature animals because they're past the time when they can breed and pass those genetics on. And there's no harm to the herd or no harm to the health of the herd by taking a large mature animal out of the herd.
Okay. Just like Miss Rain got on you last week there, you know, I heard her, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, when you had to call the wife there, Miss Robin there and everything there, and that time you wouldn't miss the deer. You only had the big one there.
Yeah, I was texting and I had a deer at 12 yards that I would probably take, a really nice deer. But you know what? That's hunting. That's how it goes. You got to pay attention.
All right, then.
All right, Ronald.
Ronald, you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Ronald.
Good thing that Miss Lucy is doing fine.
Glad to hear that.
All right, y'all take care.
Bye-bye. All right, good morning. Hey, Lee, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guy, how you doing?
I'm good.
Lee from Bel Air.
Hey, Lee.
I was listening. I'm glad you play that cartoon there. I'm sitting here laughing my head off.
A lot of memories of our youth brought back.
Oh yeah. Unfortunately, things are not PC today.
That's true.
Anyhow, I just out of curiosity, what year were you born?
1954.
Oh well, a baby. I was born in 52.
Okay, well, glad to hear that. I have a 32 Winchester Special that was made the year you were born, and I have a 30-30 Winchester Model 94 that was made the year I was born, and I've taken deer with both of them.
Good.
How about that?
Sounds good to me. I've been listening to you over the few years, and I hear you talking about being up here where you came from, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
What area was that?
Altoona.
Oh, okay, because my dad's people are from up there in Center County, up around State College and Axman.
I have relatives in Warriors Mark, which is Huntington County, right across the line, and I have a cousin who lives in State College right now. That's the, you know, they're, Warriors Mark is in Huntington County, and it's like halfway between Altoona and State College, the two bigger towns. Yeah. It's right outside of Tyrone, if you know where that is.
Yeah, I've been up that way.
Yep.
We used to go up to a cabin, so-called, up there. My dad had nine kids in the family. And
right.
So we used to go up there and go in his cabin, and everybody, we all had a good time. Unfortunately, time has passed on for a lot
time
of people.
Time marches on, so to speak.
Oh, does it ever.
Yep. So.
Yep. Well,
all right, buddy.
You take care, bud.
Thanks for the call.
Have a great day.
Stay in touch. Keep calling.
Come on, dear. Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, and that's how you get in the muzzleloader contest. We're giving away a CVA Wolf, and Captain Don Heinbach won the last one. And a second prize is a record book Maryland's finest, Bucks, Bears, Stags. It's a hundred and it's a hundred and how many pages is this thing? 152 pages of nothing but deer records and photographs, 200 photos and deer records from Maryland and the stories of Maryland's finest. And we rank the deer in every category and bears in the top 30, like, for example, the non-typical white tail taken with a crossbow was taken by a fellow by the name of Steve Whitelock. And that was an amazing animal. So I can't tell you how many points it is, but it's 211 inches and 2/8, 211 2/8 inches. And then we've got, well, Bucks, Bears, Stags is an enterprise that measures these animals according to the Boone and Crockett scoring system. And we have, what, 8 measures across the state and looking for more, 8 official guys. They measure for both, or all of BBS. Some are Boone and Crockett, which are all records, and then others are Pope and Young, which are the archery records, national repositories of the archery records is the Pope and Young Club, and then the National Repository of Boone and Crockett was founded 100 years ago by Teddy Roosevelt and others. And if you've ever read, which I have, some of the books of Teddy Roosevelt's Western and African hunting adventures, and they're around here somewhere, that's amazing that he had some amazing adventures throughout the West and throughout the continent of Africa. So the Boone and Crockett Club is a repository of the national records. We have all the Maryland records that are registered in Boone and Crockett. We have all the Maryland records that are registered in Pope and Young. And then we have over 300 records that we have for BBS. So, all right, let's talk about Ted.
To Ted, not about him.
Let's talk about Ted. Morning,
hey,
Ted.
Hey, nice. How you doing today?
Doing great. How are you, Ted? You sound very excited there, buddy.
Oh, my gosh. I am beyond excited. I'm actually on the road right now, headed to West Virginia. I got a little business to do. But my daughter, she's 14. She's out with my buddy's daughter. They're out youth day.
Awesome.
And they've been in the stand, and I've been texting her back and forth. And I got all nervous a little while ago because she stopped texting me, and she's like, Dad, stop texting me. I'm covered up in deer, and you're really bugging me.
Yes, please do. Please stop please stop texting your daughter.
I missed a peace buck last week.
Yes, Robin sent me a picture of a squirrel, and I thought I heard a squirrel, and I looked down from my stand. All I did was nod my head, and I blew out a buck at 12 yards that had snuck in on me, the one I was waiting for, and I'm texting with Robin. Now, that's not Robin's fault. That's my fault for answering the text.
Oh, I know. We do all sorts of other things. But we're trying to hunt, absolutely.
Well, here's what happens when you text on the phone, okay? The phone lights up, of course. You've got the screen that's lit up. In the low light, that destroys your night vision. So you've got to either look at that screen with one eye so you retain some of your night vision, or you just don't turn the screen on because your eyes have to get used to that pre-dawn darkness, and you can see things moving around. You can see animals moving if you have that night vision. But if you're texting on the phone, you've blown that out. So I understand your daughter's concern. Please stop texting. I got deer. I can't. She can't see them. That's the thing. So.
Oh no, you're absolutely right. I'm going to let her be, and I'll let her go ahead and have a great hunt, and hopefully I'll be able to send you a photo in the next couple hours.
I would
that
love to see
wonderful.
That. Anybody who's got a youngster out there or you're with your youngster, text it to me. My number's on the website, of course. You can do that, or you can email it. That's even better, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. I need the name, the county, of course, the method. It's opening day, youth firearm season, but the county would be very nice, and the name, and a little note that says you have my permission to publish, and we'll try to get those pictures in the next Maryland Hunting Quarterly. And if it's a really nice buck, then we're going to send you to Bucks, Bears, Stags, and you can look at the youth entry page on that and see what we're doing with the youngsters. We're measuring the animals and through the end of the 21-22 hunting season, and we're not charging for the entry fee, which is $10 for a youth entry. Okay,
that is wonderful.
Yep. So, and we're also, of course, looking for sponsors to help cover that, and we'll pay them back with mentions on the air, just like we did with Hunters of Maryland this morning, and we're going to talk about them in a minute, and then also the Roe Restoration up in Cecil County, who've all sponsored deer. So, all right, man, thank you for the call.
All right, you take care. Enjoy the rest of your beautiful day. Bye-bye.
You're the same. Thanks, Ted. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we got to take a little break, and then we'll get back and we'll talk to Uncle Dale. Creative Concepts Taxidermy, 30 years experience, realistically accurate and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, just off Route 1 and the 295 interstates. The Creative Concepts Taxidermy Studio is 3,800 square feet, has 19-foot ceilings, and the showroom is 1,500 square feet. A one-ton floor crane can handle the largest life-size projects. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. John George is the taxidermist. He specializes in big game animals from Africa, Asia, North America. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or on weekends with an appointment. Visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. Now, let me find my other script here for Backyard Billies. That'll work. So, do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use, Robin?
We did.
Indeed.
Actually, it wasn't very pretty.
No, it wasn't very pretty. It was pretty ugly. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. And we fixed that when we redesigned. We remodeled this back room and visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35, which is lit up beautifully right now. Looks gorgeous, doesn't it, Robin?
It looks amazing.
Yes, gas fireplace insert. And we had some disappointing visits to several other Delmarva locations and settled on Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They did the installation. It provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat. It was warm back here this morning, wasn't it?
It was warm. Now we got the window cracked.
From our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro, E-N-V-I-R-O. I'm sorry I spell that every week, but it's just hard for me to say. I want to say Elvira. And Regency brands. Now's the perfect time to own it. I think I might rather look at Elvira than the fireplace, but I'm not sure.
Oh, geez.
Enviro. Now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Village in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardVillage.com or Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Backyard Village open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Whew. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB, that's 2722, www.madonnaseafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM. Keep me awake. Sooner when you show up, I'll be ready
Show up. I want to have my bow up. I like that. How are you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, my friend.
With Mark, was interesting because you talked about covering the end of the barrel. There's a medical product, and Robin probably knows about this, called Tagaderm.
Oh, yeah.
It's paper thin and sticks like Grim Death, but it's so thin, there'll be no problem with a projectile going through it.
Tagaderm, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I was thinking really that when he said the easy stick and peel.
Yeah.
You were on my same page.
Yeah, I use that to hold down my tubing on my infusion set for my insulin pump.
Right.
And it very seldom is coming loose. So that's something. It's a little hard to find, but if you go to a good store like Hills or, you know, a good drugstore, I think you can find it. So
I think we have some around here somewhere, don't you, Rob?
Yeah, it's very, very good.
I like that. But, yeah, you can cut it to size and everything. Yeah, Tagaderm. That's great.
Yeah. Alan, I had kind of a sad day yesterday. We sold the house. So, but I walked back there to the back, and I jumped a rabbit right there by where I've got my dogs buried. And doggone if he didn't run by that one of those sheds. And I thought, it reminded me of a certain hunter that shot a rabbit back there, and he went underneath his shed.
Mm-hmm.
And said, I'll get this rabbit out. He said, got a long stick.
Yep.
And stuck that stick underneath that shed. Doggone if he didn't get that rabbit out. I wonder who that hunter was.
Somebody who's hunted rabbits as a mere youth and learned how to get them out of groundhog holes and out from holes underneath creeks and that type of thing. It was that guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And actually hunted in when they used to plow the fields and have the big furrows, you know.
Yeah.
The rabbits would hide under those grass clumps, and you'd go along in the snow and you'd look for a hole where the rabbit was breath was escaping out from under the furrow, and you could kick that furrow and get that rabbit to run out of a plowed field. So I've hunted rabbits in the woods and in the fields and in the creeks and in the swamps, and yeah, that was that hunter. So
yeah,
that was fun, buddy. I always enjoyed those hunts.
That was a good memory, Al.
Yep, with Chris Rosendale. Yep.
Yeah, we're gonna miss it. So
yes, indeed. All right, buddy. Hey,
we need to talk more because I didn't know you were selling the house.
We'll talk. Yep.
Yeah. We'll talk.
All right, buddy. Take care, man.
Thanks,
Al. Have a great day.
Well, that's the end of it. And Robin has something to say here at the end. And guess what? We have another hour coming up.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, wear your mask, wash your hands. Have a great day, and good luck to all our youth hunters. Let's see some great deers today, okay?
And listen to Lockdown Larry.